Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm El Fresco, the Phoenix Sun, and I'm in the cave with my man, PLR.
What's happening, everyone? Welcome to a Thursday edition of The Cave Show. This is PLR. Welcome in. Welcome aboard. Hopefully everyone is having a good day. Hopefully everyone's having a good week as we wrap up everything with tomorrow, Friday. We've been waiting for Friday. Well, guess what? We can see it. We can see clearly now. Like I said, welcome to The Cave Show. This is PLR. We are brought to you, as usual, by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. Let them know when you get there that PLR from The Cave Show sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. You can buy your sticks, take them home. Unless you have a proper humidor, you can risk them going bad. So I say become a club member. Get your locker with your name tag backed up to a humidor so nothing ever goes wrong with your sticks. Put them in there, relax, come in, watch one of the 11 big screen televisions that they have. Enjoy the games. They do have the NFL ticket, so you can watch every game. As a matter of fact, on Sunday, Monday, and Thursday, they will not close before that last game goes off. So get down there and check them out. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco located on Alma School in Chandler Heights in beautiful Chandler, Arizona. And like I said, let them know the PLRs from The Cave Show sent you, and they will take care of you with 10% off. So, everyone, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We have some NFL that we're going to get into, a little bit of basketball as the season starts in 5 days. Yes, I am ridiculously excited. 5 days away. But we're going to talk some baseball first. We had two games yesterday. Cubs versus Washington. And what was an elimination game for the Washington Nationals. And they had a little bit of will he, won't he, before the game even started. Didn't know. What would happen yesterday, if Strasburg would pitch or not. At first he wasn't, then he was, then he might, then he felt miraculously well. And, folks, he came in, and he looked good. A little rough early. He had almost 50 pitches over the first couple innings. But then after that, he settled down and became a strikeout machine. And the Cubs could do nothing with him. They did not jump on him early like they had the opportunity, and he was sailing from then on. And the Cubs just couldn't get anything going. Nothing going at all. Like I said, when you go, when you strike someone out 12 times, any team, I don't care who you are, you're going to have a hard time fighting back into that game. And it just didn't – nothing went the Cubs' way. Nothing went the Cubs' way. So what do we have today? We have a Game 5, winner-take-all, double elimination game for both of them. No one can lose. There are no more games left to play. The Nationals will be sending Gio Gonzalez to the mound. And it's weird because it was Tanner Roark's time to start, but they decided to go with the person who they honestly feel they can be a little bit better for them. Cubs are going to send Kyle Hendricks to the mound. But all hands are on deck tonight. Max Scherzer is ready. Tanner Roark will be ready. Everyone basically, except for Strasburg, will be ready to pitch tonight for the Nationals. and with the Nationals never winning and going on to the next round of the playoffs, this will be a big game for them. But they can't feel that they've got this thing sewn up just because they're back home. Like I said, they've never gotten to the next round. Never has the Washington Nationals have they ever moved on. And we know the Cubs, they're made of nails. Hell, they were down 3-1 in the World Series and did not have home field advantage and still won the World Series. And don't forget, Hendricks started game one in this series really good. Cubs won that game 3-0. So we shall see. Just throwing numbers out there, the Cubs are 4-2 in games started by Hendricks over the past couple years. And you think the only games he lost were 1-0 scores. So he pitched well even in defeat. The prize for winning, obviously, is the NLCS and the Los Angeles Dodgers, who are well-rested after sweeping the Diamondbacks, and they have set their starters up very nicely, and they're ready to go, and we'll preview that tomorrow, the winner against the Dodgers. But, wow, tonight's game is going to be very, very exciting. Whenever it's a must-win for anyone, when it's a double elimination, winner takes all, I know it's not game seven, but in a five-game set, that's still very exciting. Last night, we had the same thing. The exact same thing. We had the Yankees going to Cleveland, starting the series down 2-0. Girardi filling fire like there's no tomorrow. If Girardi or when Girardi, they didn't even say if at one point. They said when Girardi loses this series and the Yankees are eliminated completely, he probably won't be back. He probably won't be around much longer. He's not the right manager for this team. His team didn't perform well. He had a terrible call where he refused to call a replay. He made the wrong pitching move. He did this, he did that. Yeah, we know it's a young team. Yeah, we know it's a rebuilding year. Yeah, we know this wasn't supposed to be their year. So he still didn't just do a good enough job. So he'll be out. Oh, that's when they were down 0-2. Now, all of a sudden, he's such a good manager. He always stays calm. He knows what buttons to push. These guys love him. They really play for him. They really have his back. Huh. That's how fast a storyline can change. And let me tell you something. Last night, CC Sabathia was nails. And 4 1/3, struck out 9. He was responsible for the 2 runs given up, but he got the train rolling. And Robertson and Chapman came in and cleaned up the rest. Corey Kluber, ace for the Indians. He pitched fine as long as he wasn't pitching a D.D. Gregorius. Didi was on fire, set the table early. Let me tell you this. If you're hosting a closeout game in your building and you are favored, obviously, because you have the better record, if it's a closeout game in your home, Captain Obvious here, the worst thing you can do is lose the energy and the momentum in your building early. And I know everyone says, oh, momentum is whatever. Yeah, you can lose that. And if you do, your fans feel it. And when they feel it, it gets real quiet. And then when it gets real quiet, excuse me, then you feel it. Then you feel it. And then the pressure just gets tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter. And then before you know it, you start thinking, how can we win, as opposed to we're going to win. D.D. Gregorius calmly stepped up. First inning, home run, 1-0, which is no big deal. You can get over that. You can fight through that. It's a long game. You can get through that. But then CeCe puts up 2 goose eggs on you. And then Gregorius comes back up, and he hits a 2-run shot off you. Now it's 3-0, and CeCe Sabathia for the Yankees are still dealing. So now you're like, oh, my goodness. And your mind has to, at some point, start to say, here we go again. Can we not close teams out? I mean, we were up 3-1 last year in the World Series. We would have had our championship. That trophy would be here. We could always have that to lean back on and not futility that goes back to 1954. So you come back, you get 2 runs in the fifth, you cut to 3-2, and now you're feeling good. Now you said, okay, here we come, we can do this. But then Robertson comes in and shuts the door on you. Comes in and just shuts the door on you. So now you're thinking, oh, well, no big deal. we can get 1 run. We can tie this game up. And then in the top of the ninth, you give up 2 more runs, and you know what's coming from that bullpen. Aroldis Chapman is coming in, and ladies and gentlemen, that's it. He gave you a two-inning save. You had a shot to get to them, because he's not always the best in 2-inning saves. So when you go to the top of that ninth and you know he's coming back out for the bottom of the ninth, you cannot surrender 2 runs. You just can't do it. And unfortunately for Cleveland, that's exactly what they did. And so what do we have now? We have a team, that last year lost 3 games in a row and couldn't close out. And this year you have a team in Cleveland that lost 3 games in a row and couldn't close it out. They are 0-6 in their last closeout game opportunities. I know a lot of people like to use the word choke. I'm not a big fan of saying someone choked. But I will say this, I think they struggle in closeout games. I don't know what it is. Francona is an incredible manager. He won titles with the Boston Red Sox. But there's something that's not allowing them to close out when they're ahead. It's almost better when you count Cleveland out than when you count them in. A good friend of mine said this was their best chance. And I said to them, well, what about last year when you were up 3-1? They said, yeah, but we had injuries and we had this and we had that. But we had a healthy team this year. There's no reason why we should not have won this game last night. This was our best shot. And, you know, and I know that's how they're feeling in the moment, but Encarnacion was a little banged up still. Kluber says he was okay. Whenever a player has to come out and profess that they're healthy, it usually means that they're not. So that's it, folks. Cleveland has lost. They're out. The Yankees are in. And you know what I was thinking last night? How funny would it be? Because I picked Cleveland. I picked Cleveland and Chicago. So I'm already half wrong. Let's see if the Cubs make me fully wrong tonight. How interesting, got a little whiff in the throat there. How interesting would it be if the Dodgers and the Yankees played in the World Series? How much would Madison Avenue love to see the Dodgers and the Yankees play? The old school, those bums, the Brooklyn Dodgers, now the L.A. Dodgers, versus those hated Yankees. Is it 27 rings now? 27 rings? What a matchup. What type of TV revenue would you get from that? coast to coast, may be one of the best rivalries. You know what? I won't even say maybe. The best rivalry in baseball. Because they played each other a gazillion times in a World Series. How awesome would it be to see the Yankees and the Dodgers play again? Now, I'm not saying that baseball doesn't want the Astros and the Cubs. And in the National League, they can't lose. Either way, because they're going to either get the big market in Chicago or the big market in L.A. You're going to either get the Cubs versus the Yankees or the Dodgers versus the Yankees. So either way, you don't lose if the Yankees get in. And because the Dodgers or the Cubs, if they make it in, they're such big media cities, you're not going to lose. But if you have the Astros and you have the Nationals, I'm not saying that that would be a bad World Series. I think it would be a very good World Series. But you're going to lose some of your casual fans. The Cubs spring train out here in Arizona, and there are times when I see people, just last spring training, I was talking to these people that aren't even from Chicago. Not even from Phoenix. They were from, I don't even remember where they were from. And they were leaving the game, and they had on Cubs gear from top to bottom. And I was like, wow, your team looked pretty good today. And they said, oh, we wanted to see the Cubs play. We wanted to see what this place looked like. We heard it looked a little bit like Wrigley Field, and so we wanted to come out and see Mini Wrigley. And then we saw all this stuff, and we couldn't come to a Cubs game without wearing Cubs stuff because there's such a tradition. I'm thinking it. Such a tradition. They won one World Series in 108 years. But they just kept going on about, you know, how they grew up watching WGN and the Cubs. And people that aren't even from Chicago will be interested because it's the Cubs. I have friends that are L.A. Dodger fans, and they've never lived in L.A. And this is what they'll tell me. My grandfather was a big Brooklyn Dodger fan, and it just stuck down all the way through. So I'm a Dodgers fan. And there is no knock on the Washington Nationals, but no one's grandfather was a Washington Nationals fan because there were no Washington Nationals. They were the Montreal Expos. And the old Washington baseball team, they've long since moved. Guess what? They're the Houston Astros. But anyway, you have Houston, who's a great story, and who will be favored over the Yankees because of their pitching, their bats. They are just a good, fun, solid team. Now is where we find out if mentally they're ready to take this big stage. And that's what it all boils down to. Are you ready to take the stage when the lights are the brightest? You know the Yankees are. Dodgers have been teetering for the last 5 years, but we know that they are. And hell, the Cubs are the returning world champs, so we know they are. And you would think Washington would have some of that, considering Dusty Baker has been a World Series himself. So we shall see, folks. We shall see who's in the big dance. Like I said, I'm already half wrong because I had the Indians, and they let me down. So we'll see. We'll see. But Cubs Nationals tonight, game starts in about 3 hours, so definitely get ready for that. This next segment is brought to you by Tzatziki's Pita Grill, located in Tempe on Elliott and Priest. It is the best and freshest Mediterranean food you will find in the valley. Make sure you get in there and let them know that PLR sent you, and they will definitely take care of you. 10% off any meal that you get. They're located right next door to T-Mobile. Make sure you get in there and you let them know again that PLR sent you, and they will take care of you by giving you 10% off of your meal, and everything is fresh. Everything. Well, folks, it's that time. And you know what time it is. It's time for me to give you. Do you watch this game in college football, or would you rather go shopping with your mom? Tonight's games, Texas State against Louisiana and Georgia Tech at the U. That game was postponed. I'm not even going to mention Texas State at Louisiana. I'm just information giving you some information that that game just happened to be on. Okay, here's a game that I'm going to tell you to watch, and I can't believe I'm telling you to watch, but I'm going to tell you to watch it anyway. Florida State at Duke on Saturday for no other reason. No other reason than Florida State is 1-3. And when they lost last week, their hope of getting to a really good bowl game kind of flew out the window. But now they got to get to a bowl game. They got to get 5 more wins under their belt. And they still have Florida to play. They still have some tough teams to play. They still have Clemson to play. They lose 2 more times. That's already 5 losses. They're not getting to a bowl game. And we know the traditional Florida State getting to bowl games. You just don't not qualify if you're a Florida State Seminole. So they have to beat Duke. And Duke is always a sneaky team. So make sure you definitely watch that game. South Carolina goes to Tennessee. I'm going to tell you that's another game you want to watch. Butch Davis, he's on that invisible hot seat. Fans are still upset with him getting stomped at home, losing 42-0. So you definitely cannot come back and lose to South Carolina at home. So Tennessee better be ready. Boston College goes to Louisville. I'm going to tell you that's a game to watch. I really just like Louisville's quarterback, so I watch everything that he does. So that's a whole other deal. Oklahoma at Texas, you just got to watch the Red River rivalry. There's just nothing else to be said about that. You just got to watch it. Oklahoma's going to kill them this week. And you're asking why after the way they looked last week. It's because Oklahoma always loses a game they're supposed to win through the course of the year. You always look at their schedule and say they're not going to win or not lose a game, and they always lose a game that they're not supposed to lose. And then after that, they come back and then they win just about every other game. And then they cry that they should be in the playoffs when they knew that they lost a game that they shouldn't have lost. And that was last week. Iowa State came into their place and beat the snot out of them in a game they just shouldn't have flat out lost. My home game to watch, I'll actually be there covering the game. Washington comes to Arizona State. Last time Arizona State hosted a ranked Pac-12 team was 3 weeks ago. It was Oregon, and they actually beat them, upset them. So I'm going to tell you that's a game that you should watch. It's on the four-letter. It's a late start, 7:45 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that is a game definitely to watch. Boise State at San Diego State. San Diego State, they keep doing this weird thing. They just keep winning. And Rashad Penny just runs all over everyone. Oregon at Stanford. Stanford can't afford to lose another game this year. Plus, they have a running back that likes to run for 300 yards or more. And those people are the games that you should watch. The game that will put you to sleep. Alabama welcomes Arkansas down to Tuscaloosa. Why is that a game that you should not watch? Why is that a game that you should rather go shopping with your mother? Because Nick Saban last week said his players are listening to ESPN and how good they are. And that's poison. That's poison. That's rat poison. You know, after that, and because they didn't play as well as they wanted to play last week, there will be no team more ready to perform and compete this week at home than the Alabama Crimson Tide. Arkansas would have had a better chance if they would have blown out the opponent last week, a better chance. Because then they could still be reading the press clippings and believe they're as good as they think they are. But they didn't. And Saban did not like that. So, don't even turn on. Don't even turn on a massacre. It's like seeing two trains collide. You kind of want to see it just because, but you know you shouldn't. Well, don't watch this game. Honorable mention for I'd rather go shopping with my mom. It's Michigan, Indiana. Michigan can't score. Indiana, they can score, but they're going to play the Michigan defense. It starts at 9 Pacific time. Just sleep in an extra hour or two. Just do it. And the honorable mention. Actually, you know what? Let's make this the first one. Let's make the Alabama-Arkansas game the honorable mention. Rutgers at Illinois in a Big Ten game does not sound right because Rutgers should not be in the Big Ten. Neither should Nebraska, and neither should Maryland. People that go to the University of Illinois with season tickets as students probably don't even want to go to this game. Illinois is just terrible. Rutgers is terrible. This game may end in a 3-3 tie. I'm originally from Chicago. I've said it many times, and it still amazes me that Illinois just does not win at football ever. And when they do, it's always like that 1 or 2 years, and it's an 8-3 season, and everyone is happy and looking forward to the next year, which always becomes a 3-8 season. And Rutgers, that's all I can say about that. There you have it. There you have it. You have your rather go shopping with my mother and games to watch. Like I said, the NBA season starts in 5 days. Okay, folks, we have a full basketball preview between next Monday and Tuesday. Right now, it's just all talk. We're talking about things that really mean absolutely nothing, like what Kyrie said about Boston. Does that mean he's throwing shade on Cleveland? Not sure. Don't care. We all know that Cleveland is not a destination city. So whatever he says is probably just, I don't know, the truth. And if you're a Cleveland fan, you're probably calling me everything but a child of God, but we know Cleveland is not a destination city. So whatever Kyrie said, 25, he's living in Cleveland. He's now 25, living in Boston. Team with the richer sports history, and by that I mean winning in the past 20 years, 25 years. You can say, if you live there, you can say you've seen your baseball team, your football team, your hockey team, and your basketball team all win titles. You know, and you can say that in Chicago if you make it 35 years or 30 years, seen the Bears, the Bulls, the White Sox, the Cubs, and the Blackhawks all win titles. New York, they've seen the football Giants, the Yankees, and the Rangers all win titles. And that's pretty good, actually, when you stop and think about it, because you got a decent amount down there. LA can say it, too, over a lifetime, even though they kind of cheated with that one, because it wasn't the Rams before they moved to St. Louis. It was Oakland moonlighting down in L.A., and you have the Lakers, and you have the Kings winning titles. But in Cleveland, you have to go back to 1954 to get a world title from the baseball team. I think it was 64 for the Browns. Cleveland finally broke through, won one a couple of years ago in baseball. When you say Boston's a better city, I think he means that. I think he means things to do. I think there's a lot of stuff that he means in saying that. So this is the kind of talk we're having. We're getting the kind of talk of who has the best chance to beat Golden State. These are the type of things that we're talking about now. unlike football, you don't get surprise cuts in the NBA as they're cutting down the roster to the 15, 12 active, 3 not active. So it's just that time. I love the talk. I love the we're talking about the all-star changes. We've talked about that here before. So we'll have the preview out. We'll preview all this stuff as we move forward. So we'll get it going. We'll definitely get it going. One quick news and note on the NFL as well. DRC has been suspended indefinitely by the New York Football Giants. Ben McAdoo is a joke. I'm really curious as to how he still has a job, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't get it. I don't get how this guy still has a job. Whatever. Some other crazy news and notes. Leonard Fournette ran 22 miles per hour. That's pretty fast for a human being. But that's the way that goes. We have a big game tonight. Philly goes down to Carolina to play. That should be a pretty entertaining game. The Thursday night games that everyone has said, you know, Thursday's terrible. We've had some dead games. We usually get them. But this year, we really haven't. When you think about it, the majority of the games have been pretty entertaining, starting with Kansas City and New England, San Francisco and the Rams. Even though everyone's like, oh, it's San Francisco and the Rams, that was a really entertaining game. And then tonight, like I said, Carolina travels to Philadelphia, excuse me, travels to Carolina to play. Philadelphia, who I keep saying is the best team in the NFC, they're 4-1. Carolina, who not too many people picked, I was one of them, they're 4-1. Cam is playing like the Cam of old again. Carson Wentz has those boys out there balling. It's going to be a fun game. This is one that I'm actually really looking forward to checking out. So I'm going to go with the home team. I'll go with Carolina. If it was in Philly, I would have went with Philly. It should be a good game tonight. We'll talk about that tomorrow as well. Scheduled tomorrow, hopefully we will be able to make it. Richard Sines from Fox 10 News. My man, he's scheduled to come on tomorrow and talk some sports with us. Well, you know, I know that music can only mean one thing. It's time to wrap up another edition of The Cave Show. Make sure you're following us on social media, on Instagram, Facebook fan page, and Twitter, at The Sports Cave. Excuse me, at The Sports Cave. And you can always get us on thesportscave.com. And remember, cave is always, always with the cave. You get me directly at PLR on Sports on Twitter. Let me know what's on your mind, because I will definitely let you know what's on mine. So everyone, until tomorrow, thank you for joining us here on The Cave Show. This is PLR. Everyone have a really good Thursday. Take care of yourself. I'm that star up in the sky. I'm that mountain peak up high. Hey, I made it. I'm the world's greatest. And I'm that little bit of hope. When my back's against the ropes, I can feel it. I'm the world's greatest. I'm a giant.